Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha chodesh elo. We're in discussion of the halachas of slichos. So a few more minhagim and different dinim that come up with halachas of slichos is that by Shema Kolenu, it's interesting, it's not really written in any of the early achronim, this minhag, but it seems to be a very strong minhag that we open up the aron in Shema Kolenu, Ad Kedikach, that Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky both paskin that you're allowed to move if there's an empty aron. A lot of times, a lot of shuls will not keep even a sefer Torah b'chlal, like an aron in certain rooms. So if there's a minhag just saying slichos there, they want their aron to open up the aron for the Shema Kolenu. You could move a sefer Torah in order to put it there to open up the aron for Shema Kolenu. So we see it's a very strong minhag, even though it's not mentioned necessarily in the Kadmonim, the earlier sources, but still something that's very strong minhag. Now after that, Shema Kolenu, then we say vidui. So the Rama said that the Rama paskins in Siman Taf Resh Beis, he paskins that we say vidui three times. Say vidui three times, and the Chronim bring down maybe a possible reason for why the Rama says to do it three times is that we know in Hilchos Yom Kippur in Siman Taf Resh Vav, a person has to ask, based on the Gemara, that you have to ask your friend for forgiveness three different times if he doesn't forgive you. And because the first time we're not sure if he really forgives you, so you have to ask him three different times. So Lechora, it should be no worse asking Kadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchem Lachim, that if we have to ask our friend three times in different situations, then for sure we should ask Hashem three times for vidui. However, many follow the minhag do one time. That's based on the Arizal and the Gros. So that's why Chassidim and the Litvaks both have a lot of them have this practice. And Rav Vosner writes that that's the minhag for a lot of people, because at the end of the day, you're going to say three times, you're not going to really have kavanah. The Chayadam points this out on Klal Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Aleph. He writes that it's better to say Hashem one time with kavanah. You're just going to run through it three times without kavanah. So that's lechora. It's better to say it just once with proper kavanah. And in the name of Yashuv, they bring down, even though we say it only one time, you should say the tefillos in between the piyut of Ben Avidu. I think it's the Leinenu Ashka Malenu. That piyut over there. So that piyut you should say, but the other two videos you don't have to say. So Yesh V'Yesh, I've seen different. Different Mekomos do in Eretz Yisrael. It seems to be very pretty popular, though, to only say the vidui one time. So that's a very important thing. Then we say after that, Aseh Laman Shemecha, Avinu Avakinu, and the Chidah, right? These are very big inyanim to say them, so you should say them very carefully and say them very slowly. After Slichos, meaning after that portion of Slichos, then, after the Vidui, then we do Nefilah Sapayab. We put our heads down and we put our hand on our heads. Our heads on our hands, and we do tachanun. Why do we do tachanun over here? Lavush has a very beautiful understanding of slichos. He says that slichos really are paralleled completely after davening. The psukim that we start off with, the Ashrei and the Chasham Mitzdaka, all those psukim, that's like psukim Azimra. The slichos and the Yud Gimel Midos with Hashem Hashem, that's like your Shemona Esrei, that's the ikar part of the slichos. And then just like when we daven, we go right into Nefilas Apayim, right in, we then put our heads down on our forearms. That we do as well when it comes to slichos. And then we say Kaddish Tiskaba. We ask Hashem to accept our tefillos, just like we do in a regular davening. She says, "Mamish, this whole slichos is like a special tefillah that's mesuka. Really, it's not said during any zman tefillah. You're really supposed to say it only after chatzos till alos shachar zman, which is at really marv. You're supposed to daven before chatzos. It's like it's its own zman and it's its own tefillah. It's a very beautiful thing. That's the old concept of slichos. And the Aleph Magen quotes that based on this, that really you should not be mafsik between slichos and your nefilas apayim by slichos either. When you're doing the tachanun should go immediately after following the vidui. You should go right into your tachanun, not talk, and not take a break between that tefillah of the slichos and into your nefilas apayim, into your tachanun. That's the din. Now there's also a shaila when it comes to what about when do you say nefilas apayim? There are those who say that you should only say them if you're saying it by yom, or meaning after alos hashachar, or at least ashmar sabuker if you're davening a very early at 4 o'clock in the morning, which is karov layom. That's the opinion of the Mati Ephraim. However, there are those who say that you do after Chatzos Alayla, you would still do Tachanun. So the Lechora, I don't know, the Minhag Olam seems to be, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said like that also. I think the Minhag Olam for sure is that way, that when you daven a Chatzos, when daven a Chatzos Slichos, that almost every time that I've been out of Slichos of Chatzos, they all say Tachanun afterwards. So that's clear that we don't go like that's Mati Ephraim Lechora. The Minhag Olam seems to be like Rosh Shlomo Zalman and the Aliyah Rabbah, that you would say Tachanun no matter what point you're saying it after Chatzos or in the minyan at 4 o'clock in the morning, or obviously Kol Shekein during the day. Now, this is a very interesting halacha. I don't think I've ever had this in my tachana, in a minyan that I've been in, but when there's a chassan, when there's a chassan who is at the minyan or a bal bris, if there's a sandak or a moel or one of the parent of the father of the child, so then if he's having a bris that morning, then you would not say tachana and slichos. However, Rav Yashav points out that if you're saying slichos at nighttime, so then there's no bris at nighttime. So therefore, that's not considered kigiyas mana, and you would not say tachan. However, a chassan would be put there from tachan and bein bayom or bein balayla. All the zayin in mea mishnah, just all sheva brachos. So that's the din with regards to a bal bris, and you wouldn't say tachanan. So that would be the din over there. Some say that maybe after alos hashachar, before netz is also shaila, because you're not really supposed to do a bris then either. The ideal time to do a bris we know is after netz hachama. So that's only b'dievet. So maybe even there, even a bal bris and a pater there, that's more of a shaila. That's a shaila neachronim. But that we do see that they wouldn't say tachanan. I don't think I've ever been to a minyan in slichos where the chassan or a bal bris has been there that we didn't say tachanan. Rav Shlomo Zalman goes even further. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashav said there's a minug that you don't say the Asei Laman Shemechas from the din of after Arachamim Vaslichos. You don't say anything after Arachamim Vaslichos, Asei Shemecha, all those tefillos, not so much over there. You wouldn't say any of those tefillos when there's a chassan or a Baal Bris either. So you know, a lot of people like invite the chassan to different things to not say tachanun, I guess because it's shorter here, people don't do that, but people are, the chassan would shorten your slichos a little bit, according to Shlomo Zalman, even shorten the Asei Laman Shemechas. You wouldn't say that. However, many, I think Rav Chaim Kanevsky says that you would say the regular slichos except for tachanun, you would say the regular slichos if a chassan or a baal bris would be there. So that's a very interesting thing when it comes to the dinim of that. So, okay, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll pick up with more of the lachas and tefillah of Machnisei Rachamim, Be'ezras Hashem, in tomorrow's Daily Halacha.